SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
Ramping up their naval presence in the Middle East, the United States appears to be building military pressure on the Iranian regime. The amassing of force in the area has seen the stationing of 6 destroyers, 1 aircraft carrier and 3 littoral combat ships, raising the risk of war after Iran's brutal crackdown on anti-government protests in January. With United States President Donald Trump reportedly weighing up military options, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, warned that an attack could see broader regional conflict.
This man keeps claiming that we have brought warships to the region and done this or that. I think you shouldn't scare the Iranian nation with such things, as it won't be affected by such remarks. It doesn't fear rightful confrontation. We are not the instigators, and we do not seek to attack any country. But the Iranian nation will deliver a firm blow to anyone who attacks or harasses it.
Tensions in Iran escalated after weeks of mass anti-government protests swept the country and led to government forces massacring thousands of Iranian people in the streets. The official and most conservative figure puts the death toll from the crackdown at just over 3,000, while some groups outside Iran estimate more than 33,000 were killed. With the massacres taking place under an internet and communications blackout, the true scale of death has been difficult to verify. The threats of wider conflict came after Donald Trump repeatedly warned of U.S. intervention in Iran.
Well, I told him two things. Number one, no nuclear. And number two, stop killing protesters. They're killing them by the thousands. You know, I stopped 837 hangings 2 weeks ago.
After reports that Iran was planning live fire exercises in the Strait of Hormuz, Iranian officials denied any such plans, with the supreme leader warning that an attack would see the eruption of regional conflict. Mr. Trump told reporters that he was unsurprised by the concern.
Why wouldn't he say that? Of course you're going to say that, but we have the biggest, most powerful ships in the world over there, very close, a couple of days, and hopefully we'll make a deal. If we don't make a deal, then we'll find out whether or not he was right.
Despite the standoff between Iranian and US leaders, both sides have also signalled a willingness to resume talks. Hours after Tehran's top security official, Ali Larijani, said arrangements for negotiations were underway, Mr. Trump told reporters that Iran was seriously talking with Washington. Asked about his plans for Iran, he says he's hoping for agreement on an acceptable deal.
I mean, I certainly can't tell you that, but we do have very big, powerful ships heading in that direction, as you know. I can't tell you, but I hope they negotiate something that's acceptable.
In a symbolic move responding to the protest crackdown, the European Union decided last week to list the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terrorist organization. In retaliation, the Iranian regime designated European armies in the same way. Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Khalibov says Europe is unwise for siding with the United States.
By trying to hurt the IRGC, which was the greatest obstacle to the spread of terrorism to Europe, the Europeans actually shot themselves in the foot and once again made a decision against the interests of their people by blindly obeying the Americans.
As tensions remain high, US officials have revealed top US and Israeli generals held talks at the Pentagon on Friday. Days later, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz's office says he met with Israeli Armed Forces Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir to discuss operational readiness for any possible scenario. In Tehran, local Hossein Aramesh says that unlike the 12-day war with Israel, he believes the current naval build-up is more about building pressure.
Well, as we saw in the 12-day war, the attacks came without notice, and in order to have the strongest impact, the attacks should be sudden. Now they are manoeuvring more and are more present in the region. I think it is more about creating pressure.
In New York, Americans say the escalation is troubling, but unsurprising. Technician Kyle Oregon says he's hopeful de-escalation comes soon.
Am I concerned about it? I'm definitely concerned about it. I still remain kind of hopeful because I suppose I imagine things could have already gotten much worse by now than they have, so it seems like I hope cooler heads will prevail.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.